Brand new week. And speaking of weeks.
Spring break for some.
It's a short week
for some, too.
It is for many. Sam, you have high school seniors right now, mm-hmm. Parker and Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Murphy and I have Phoebe, who is a high school senior, and she let us know this weekend, we were talking about it, that she only has three more weeks of school, of her entire high school career.
How does she feel about that? Was it like, guess what? Or was it like, oh my God.
As feisty as she is about school sometimes, I'm surprised to hear her. I was surprised to hear her say, I'm going to miss seeing my friends every day.
Yeah.
Because she also is ready to bust out.
Mm-hmm. I think that the reality of it finally hit her. All the excitement and then it's the, wait. And then you get that funny feeling that this is the end. Mm-hmm. What next?
It's probably one of the biggest pivots you ever make in life. It's pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. She can't believe she was telling us her actual last day of school, and then she has that couple of weeks before graduation actually happens, you know. But and I said, so Phoebes, are you going to let us throw you a graduation party just like we did for Taylor? Now, when Taylor graduated high school, it was during COVID, so we had that outdoor, you know, socially distanced party, mm-hmm. where the only food we offered was individually wrapped food so that nobody would be, you know, hanging over a buffet.
Yeah.
We had like Taco Bell tacos and we had Chick-fil-A sandwiches, mm-hmm. for Taylor's. So I'm just thinking party time. I'm like, so let's talk about when to have. And when I mean party, I don't mean her friends coming over. I mean the family.
Like a family, yeah.
Like your family, Murph, and my family. And she went, she made that. She doesn't love the idea of attention being focused all on her.
Okay.
You know, because of graduation. And I'm like, but Phoebe, I really want to throw you a little grad party. I said, you'll get presents. She's like, I don't care about that.
Make it a combo then with the friends and the family.
Oh, yes. Always. Friends are always invited, and she knows that. But she doesn't really want that.
Hmm.
So just so you know, Murph, she doesn't really want that. If we throw her that, yeah. she'll be throwing us a bone.
She's always been that way, and actually, I respect that. I understand why she doesn't really want
that. So maybe we shouldn't do it. I don't want to force it on her. You know, we need to think about that.
And think of the financial savings.
Well, I don't know. I'd still like a few tacos. It wouldn't be bad.
Murphy still wants Chick-fil-A individually wrapped laying around the house.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam is the food dude.
Got to tell you why Jack is officially teaming up with Coke.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by NHTSA.
A favorite drink at the bar scene is Jack and Coke, right?
It actually
We've heard
really
it a million
is.
Times.
Or Jack and Diet Coke.
Yeah, well, or Coke Zero nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I've never ordered that.
Here's the thing. Jack and Coke are getting together. They're actually going to be putting out mm-hmm. pre-canned Jack and Cokes, ready to drink, as they call it.
Is Jack as good in a can?
I don't know.
I'm curious. Isn't that something that's normally in a bottle?
Yeah, it's usually in a square bottle.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
I guess it is.
I guess we'll see.
Four packs that's set to arrive the early May in mm-hmm. Grocery stores. And Jack Daniels and Coke. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the concentration mix. They did say it's going to be 7% alcohol by volume.
Right.
With a big old warning for kids on the side.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it is going to come in Coke and Coke Zero versions.
Okay.
Well, that's
that
cool
makes
to
sense.
Know.
Not Jack and Jack Zero.
There's so much canned alcoholic stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
There are future aisles dedicated to the grocery store just to that.
Oh, yeah. Absolute Vodka is teaming up with Heinz. And they're going to create an already made tomato vodka pasta sauce.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That's
you know
cool.
how most of the Italian restaurants have that?
Yeah, yeah.
Vodka cream sauce.
That's it.
But how are they going to do that? Because it's burned. The alcohol burns off in the restaurant versions.
You know.
Maybe it's just a partnership of the brands.
I don't know.
Right.
Going to be in the same jar. I don't know how they're going to do it. April 12th in the stores.
It means they're cooking it with the vodka and then putting it in the jars.
Oh, they're burning it off ahead of time.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
It's a branding thing, guys.
If I'd have just thought it a little further.
Sam, you're the food dude. Why didn't you? Hidden Valley Ranch, we now have a pickle ranch flavor.
Ooh.
That sounds good. You don't like that, Jody?
I'm going to stick with my jalapeno ranch.
Pickle ranch, yes. I get that.
All right.
I get why that goes
well,
together.
I know what to get you
well,
for Christmas.
Well, when you do fried pickles, you dip them in ranch.
That's right.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. And M&M's, we got a new one. White chocolate marshmallow crispy treat.
Too much.
It's the white chocolate, and
too
then
far.
It's kind of like, you know,
like a Rice Krispie treat
inside. A
little
crunchy
you know what? I bet that tastes
Ta-da.
Good.
Just in time
yeah.
for Easter.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by NHTSA.
Murphy, I want to go to the movies this weekend.
Okay.
I know it's Monday and we're looking ahead to the weekend. Hey, that's how you live, right? This movie about Michael Jordan, about the Nike and Michael Jordan partnership that Ben Affleck has made. It's called Air.
My name's Sonny Vaccaro. I'm with Nike.
Do you typically make it a habit of showing up at people's front doors unannounced?
Mm. I don't like to take no for an answer.
It's Viola Davis playing Michael Jordan's mother. That's Matt Damon. So, you know, Ben Affleck got to direct Matt Damon again. Mm-hmm. And they've been working, those two have been working together forever. They went to high school mm-hmm. together and did theater together in high school. It's so funny that their story. One day somebody's going to make a biopic about those two
yeah.
in Hollywood. But something cool that I didn't realize is
Jason Bateman's in that too.
He is. Yes, he is. Viola Davis, Ben Affleck met with Michael Jordan when they first started talking about this movie and they wanted his input on what was going on in their lives at that time. And Michael Jordan was the one who was adamant about the only person fit to play his mother was actress Viola Davis, who he calls the best actor in the world.
Wow.
And she didn't know that when she accepted the role. And the agent's like, I wish I'd have known that when she accepted the role.
Could have asked for more money.
Exactly. But isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah.
And she definitely had Michael Jordan's like massive endorsement for it. The movie's in theaters this weekend. It's called Air.
Up next,
Jody's going to tell you about some of my great qualities.
No. It's the qualities to look for in a great friend.
Oh, sorry. Misread it.
The qualities that make up a great friend. We're going to drop three of them on you, but I would like to start by saying that I have such great friends. I can shout out and agree with every one of these. I have the greatest friends in the
world. That's a blessing. You know that? Because
know
not everybody
it.
Does. You know?
I know it. And it's only a handful of people that I would say are true, real friends. Well,
yeah.
I don't want to count, but I've got.
You don't want to list names either in case you leave one out.
They
but
know
why not?
Who they
why don't
are.
You just go ahead and start counting? We've got all morning.
My real and true good friends know who they are. I feel their support in my life, and yeah. I give that support as well.
I know that you're about to get to the qualities of a great friend, but my mom, I remember her telling me as a kid, because mm-hmm. I was bummed out, you know, those weird, awkward years in middle school mm-hmm. where suddenly somebody is not your friend that was your friend.
It's horrible.
And that's when your mom explains, as you go through life, you will see you'll keep just a handful of really good friends, and she's been right about that.
It's true.
Your mom also had some salty language. Is that exactly the way she said it?
That was only for the neighborhood bully.
No.
It was not a friend.
Right, exactly. That's how I learned to curse.
From my
That's
mom.
How he learned too. Okay, qualities of a good friend. The top three that really scream at me, and I hope this happens for you. If you're listening and checking off some boxes, they boost you up.
Yep.
They boost you up. They help point out, you know, maybe what you can't see about yourself. I love those moments when a friend will just like hold up a mirror to you and you're like, oh, you're right.
Especially
I do
in a tough
have
moment.
That in mm-hmm. my back pocket. So they boost you up. Anything to say about that, Sam?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Number two, the other one that I love, you can be your truest self around them.
Yes.
I think that's the most important one.
It is. Because you need to be with somebody that you're safe with.
Somebody that accepts
emotional.
You whether you're acting goofy or whether you know, you're sad and need help. Or
the no judgment zone.
That's right. Thanks for making it into a book title for us. But it's true. Who you can be your truest self with, comfortable around no matter what.
Yeah.
And the third thing is they help you feel validated and seen, meaning understood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just need somebody to say, yeah, I know. I know how you feel.
Yeah, right. I know how do you feel.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the death toll from this weekend's severe weather. It started on Friday, that outbreak in the Midwest and parts of the South. It rose to 32, the death toll, last night. And it could climb higher in the coming days as rescue efforts continue. It's just so crazy. It looks like about 50 tornadoes touched down in seven states.
Unbelievable.
I know, a large one in Little Rock. Right. So still looking at damage today. Number two, the word is that President Biden turned down the coronation invite. He was invited, of course, by King Charles and the whole royal family to attend the coronation, which
sounds like there's going to be a lot of open seats.
The word is this. It's not unusual for a U.S. president to, in fact, a U.S. president has never attended a British coronation.
Oh.
He will likely, the White House will likely send Dr. Jill Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris. But it's not unusual.
I didn't know we've never had a president at a coronation.
Hmm. I mean, how long has it been since there's been an actual coronation, though? Hello. And number three, March Madness. Last night, well, I'll say last night, it was in the afternoon, the ladies, LSU beat Iowa to win the women's NCAA championship.
And quite handily.
First national championship for that team. It was aggressive. It was a three-point fest. The men play tonight, San Diego State and UConn. That one's in primetime on CBS.
Three things for you to know today.
You guys know I'm formal dress shopping. Oh, what fun it is. It actually is fun. If you end up liking more than one dress, then you're in that world of, oh, I can't have them all, though.
I didn't see you the whole weekend. Did you find anything?
That's not true. That's not true. Okay, but listen, Murphy. Okay, this we were talking about girlfriends, too, qualities of a good friend. I have this friend. Her name is Heather. I have not really hung out with her in 10 years. And honestly, even when we were seeing each other on the regular, I never really even went to girls' night with her or dinner with her. But she posted a picture of herself in a gown months ago, and it was beautiful. And so I'm searching, and I thought, man, I want to know where she got that. So I messaged her, hey, Heather, where did you get that gown that I saw you in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the purple one. And she told me the name of the boutique and all of this.
This old thing.
No. And then she said, why don't you just come over and try it on, though? You could totally borrow it. And I'm like, what size are you? And she shared. It's like, I should be able to fit into that. She's like, yeah, you're going to rock that. So she and I work very different schedules. And I haven't seen her in 10 years. She told me that she was going to leave it on the bed, laid out on her bed, and a key under the mat for me to go into her house and look for and try it on.
Wow.
And she told me,
this isn't some sort of trap, huh?
No, but I was like,
I haven't seen Jody since yesterday.
She went dress shopping and
that's what's funny. This is an unusual situation, and it struck me as unusual. I was like, Heather.
That's very trusting and
it
sweet.
It is.
Yeah.
It gets better
or worse.
Well,
she knows where to find you. So.
It gets better or worse. But she said, oh, and by the way, I have other stuff. Go into my closet and grab anything you want. What?
Wow. Never tell anybody that.
I don't let
Taylor. You ask her about jewelry while you're at it?
I don't let Taylor and Phoebe into my closet for anything that they want.
Well,
actually, at all. It's like, you need to ask me if you go into my sacred space of my closet.
Wow.
Anyway,
that's
so
nice.
I was heading that direction, and I said, hey, I'm on the way. Are you there yet, or is there a key? She said, I forgot, you know, but I think the back door's unlocked. The dress is on the floor of my closet. I realize that's not romantic, but it's yours and anything else you want. What?
So was the back door unlocked?
Yes.
What are we waiting for?
Her son was home from school. I touched base. I'm like, there's a car here. She's like, oh, my son's home. He's like a senior in high school. So I knock on the door so as not to scare him.
Sure.
And sure enough, the dress was right where she said it was. And she even said, while you're there, grab anything else you want. I did not. Yeah. I said, Heather, this doesn't make you uncomfortable? She goes, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. Does it make you uncomfortable? I said, yes!
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know at 7:50.
Coming up next, though, how to do bacon in the air fryer. Have you made bacon in the air fryer yet? It's a question. Sam, have
you?
I can't believe it.
I don't trust it.
You were the first
adopter. I thought you stuck everything in the air fryer.
No, I stick normal stuff in there, but I
normal.
Just...
You're afraid of a fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, me
bacon
too.
Bacon makes too much mess for me to want to do that.
Okay, I haven't done it yet either. However, at least...
Good. If we do, let me get a big extension cord. We can do it outside.
Okay, Murph. Anyway, listen, I've been reading about it because almost one night a week, often I should say, we do breakfast out of necessity. Yeah. You know, I always tell Phoebe, hey, we're doing breakfast, and she gets excited. What she doesn't know is just like, that's all I've got. That's all I could come up with.
My kids used to love breakfast for dinner. They also didn't realize it wasn't just what I had, but it's not that hard. Breakfast for dinner is so easy.
Timing. Everybody's got to be right there. It gets cold really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I tell Murphy it's ready. When he walks in and starts doing his dilly-dallying, that's when I start scrambling the eggs.
I didn't realize in doing dilly-dallying.
You always grab a box from the front door that was delivered, and then you want to open the box and talk about what was in the box while it's ready.
Well, king of dilly-dallying.
But that's a rule. When something gets dropped at the door, you open it immediately.
No, when someone cooks for you and they tell you it's ready, you eat it.
Yes,
that's the rule. Anyway, bacon in the air fryer. Here's the deal. 350 degrees. You lay it on the tray. It can overlap, but I wouldn't do that. But the secret to it not smoking is to put a little water in the bottom. A little water in the bottom keeps the grease from smoking. And then between batches, you have to get rid of the water and grease and all that.
See, this is an example of something that to me takes probably a lot longer in the air fryer with more risk than just throwing it in the pan. But that's me.
I don't know. And the truth of the matter is, this is everything I've been checking out online and recipes these people's tried and true. I've not done it yet. Because of what Murphy said. It'd make him nervous.
Yeah, I know people do it. Yeah. And I know it's really good, but I can't do it.
So who's going to be brave and try it first? I'm down
with it. Not me.
Okay, I'll do it. And you guys can sample and criticize. By the way, it's 350 and it's 6 to 8 minutes. 6 to 8 minutes, depending on the thickness of the bacon you buy.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
A couple of months ago, we heard a rumor about a Yellowstone spinoff starring Matthew McConaughey. I've got an update on it. The word is things are moving forward.
So everything's all right.
For the Yellowstone franchise, I think you need to give a little respect to the fact that Matthew McConaughey on a horse on that ranch, giving orders, hanging around with Rip.
Probably comes naturally to him, doesn't it?
I think the world needs it. Now, it's not like he's going to replace Kevin Costner. This all started happening when the Kevin Costner rumors started to swirl that Kevin is tired and doesn't want to be, on the set for, 17 hours a day.
Yeah.
And he's working on other stuff.
Well, being a governor can wear you out.
That's all still true. But these two stories don't have... It's not like Matthew's coming in to fill that void. Matthew's coming in to create something else.
Is he going to be like a serious, determined cowboy? Or is it going to be the Matthew McConaughey character?
The relaxed.
As a cowboy.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can get to that whenever you guys want.
We're all going to be waiting to see it. I also have an update on the guy who sued Gwyneth Paltrow last week in that case where she won. He says he now regrets it. It was a ski accident thing. He says she ran in... to him. She says the opposite. He says he's sorry he filed it, but it may not be over. His team is looking to file an appeal, so he may not have
heard. Apparently he's not sorry enough.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Much ado about an Elvis mug, and do Elvis fans really have the best merch? I know it's time to get a move on in a busy week, but one of my favorite things in life is my Saturday and Sunday morning coffee at home. Sam, let me just take you there. Murphy sleeps a little bit later than I do, sometimes a lot later. And I have a lot of quiet to myself and coffee alone in the quiet is one of my favorite things in life. Okay. So Sunday morning, I was having my coffee in an Elvis mug, which, I normally drink out of pretty, really beautiful mugs. And this one's pretty. And it was a gift, the Elvis mug.
From Elvis?
It was from my cousin who toured Graceland, and she came home and brought my mom an Elvis Christmas ornament, and then me an Elvis mug. So, he's in heavy rotation in our mugs.
Yeah.
So whatever.
It's a cool little mug. I like drinking out of it, too.
I shared it. Teresa said, Elvis fans find the coolest merch. My husband buys me stuff all the time. And what's so funny is whenever she gave it to me, I thought, okay. I was like, I didn't know if she thought I was some kind of mad, crazy Elvis fan, because I'm not.
Yeah.
I like Elvis, but I have no merch except that one thing.
Right.
Right? Christine wrote on our Facebook page, I'm from Memphis, and one day my dad was out buying fishing and hunting gear. He stopped to get his hair cut. Elvis walked in with two bodyguards.
Oh.
He came up to my dad, who was 6'5", 250 pounds, and introduced himself. Can you just hear that?
You're huge.
Yeah.
Dad says, yeah, I have two daughters and my wife who's crazy about you. Elvis asked him if he'd ever been interested in being a bodyguard.
Oh.
Dad said, no, I'm a family man with three kids, but thank you. Elvis then invited us all to a party at his house the next night.
Wow, sweet.
Elvis said, you'll be on the guest list. Dad said, no, thank you.
What?
We didn't talk to him for a long time.
Oh,
Scott is my
why?
Witness. True story. That's from Christine.
Lord.
I guess Dad didn't want to. You know, you never know. Head of the family there. He may
come
not.
Come on.
Have,
you know you want to be my bodyguard.
He may not have wanted
bring
to.
Bring them little girls of yours here. You'll have fun in the back with the horses.
We love hearing from you. Keep it coming on Instagram and Facebook.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, former President Trump is set to apparently speak after tomorrow's arraignment. Have you heard about that?
No.
He is going to be booked tomorrow morning, and then his arraignment is around 2:15 tomorrow afternoon. They're planning, New York City officials, to close several streets in Lower Manhattan as part of the security precautions that they've worked on all weekend, along with the Secret Service. Mm. And then after it all happens, the word is that former President Trump is planning to speak.
Okay.
Number two, in the summertime, when we get close to summer, you think about gas prices going up. But the other thing that's going up, Murphy will be so interested in this, used cars. If you're looking, if you're shopping for a used car.
They're going up again?
They're going up again. Apparently, sellers are going to have the edge because there are a few of them. Everybody's wanting new used cars now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the price is going up. Supply and demand sort of a thing. Mm. And number three, yesterday, the women's NCAA championship, the Natty, went to LSU beating Iowa in a high-scoring game.
Quite handily.
A very aggressive, exciting game. March Madness continues tonight with the men's final. That went on CBS. UConn taking on San Diego State.
Three things for you to know today.
Earlier, we were sharing qualities of a great friend, and you can jump in on this if you want to, 877-310-4MSJ. Some of the ones I liked a lot, they boost you up. Sam, yeah. You loved it, and you're correct that you can be your truest self around them. That is mm-hmm. so important. That's when a friend becomes like family, I would say.
And they don't judge you except right. behind your back.
One thing that's always been important to me, and I didn't realize this until, I guess more life experience and, friend experience. No matter how busy life gets, if there's 6 months between the time we actually speak or sit down in front of each other, I need that to not be a problem.
Yeah.
You
pick up where you left off.
I had this situation where it was taken the wrong way that I had not called, in a couple of months and things like that. And it was like, wait, I've just been busy with life.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
So your mom are good now?
Why? Don't do that.
She's almost there.
Anyway, we'd love to know what qualities of a good friend really mean something to you.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, I was calling about the friend thing.
Yes. What do you look for in a friend?
Basically, someone, if I need a slap upside the head to bring me back to reality,
whoa.
Isn't afraid to do it.
Yeah.
But that does it out of love.
Right.
I've got a couple of really tight girlfriends mm-hmm. who I've known for almost 30 years. God, that's sad to say.
No, that's not. That's a blessing.
And, yeah. They live 19 hours away from me.
Whoa.
But somehow, instinctually, they know if something's going on in my life.
Right.
Just like I do with them.
Yeah.
Both of them are close to my daughter, who is without a doubt my best friend.
Nice.
And so it's like she has three moms.
How often do you see each other? How often do you see each other?
See in person usually once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But we constantly FaceTime, we're talking on the phone, yeah. Facebook, texting, the whole nine yards.
Right. Use the technology.
You know,
Yeah.
And see, when you don't get a chance to see each other as often, it makes the time more quality.
That makes me think another mark of a good friend, though, is when you do, even if you haven't seen each other in a year, right. but you get back together and you pick up right where you left off.
That's right.
That's
that
a beauty
a thing
of a relationship like
sure.
that, too. Yeah.
We like hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. You can also drop us a line on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm going to take you back to September of last year.
Okay, Sam.
We all got familiar with a fishing tournament where two guys filled their fish with weights and other fish fillets until they were caught cheating.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
That is some outrage, and rightly so.
Well, we've got an update on these two guys. They have decided to cop a plea. Instead of just pleading innocent, here's what part of the plea is. They have to give up a $100,000 bass boat and trailer.
They okay. won that, maybe?
Yeah. That okay. was one. And it was also the one that they used in that cheating event there.
But they had cheated before.
Yeah.
Like they had been doing
to
it
get
across
that bass
the country.
Boat. Yeah. and also they're pleading guilty to a one count of cheating and a misdemeanor animal ownership violation. Not sure what that one means.
Well,
but
it's probably the only law on the books to match the crime, right?
Yeah. That's what I would assume.
That's what it sounds like.
What's funny
like what
is
filing under.
So they reached the plea deal. And May the 11th, they go in. They expected to just get probation for this one, and I guess no more fishing tournaments for a while.
Well, yeah, if anybody will let them in at all, right?
Here's the funny part. I was reading the original charges against these guys.
Yeah.
They were charged with several fifth-degree felonies.
Okay.
Oh? What?
Never heard of a fifth degree.
Me either. And you know, I'm not making fun of law enforcement, but what exactly is a fifth degree felony? Because, I mean, it's like,
you got
a first degree felony. That sounds like serious stuff.
Well, fifth degree is it's not a misdemeanor, not quite a misdemeanor,
yeah.
but it's still serious enough that the charges that are brought are more serious.
Yeah.
Because who's hurt in this? The other people who were fishing in the tournament.
These guys right here screaming.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
Watching that video last year, I thought these guys were in danger of their lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because,
uh-huh.
you know, they had some upset fishermen, fisher people.
Well, they did the thing that whatever criminals who get too greedy, they made their sack of fish that they supposedly caught weighed so much more, like twice as much more than the second runners up. It's kind of like, what?
Mm-hmm.
They got too greedy.
He caught the world's records.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by NHTSA.
Academy Award-winning actress Reese Witherspoon. She's got some more personal news. Now, you remember what she won her Academy Award for, right?
Walk the Line.
Hi, folks. How y'all doing again? I hope y'all don't mind my bare feet.
I really do kind of think that was her finest hour. She was so great.
It's a great movie.
To sort of outshine Joaquin Phoenix. Okay, so let's move on. She has officially filed for divorce. We heard last week that she was getting divorced from her husband, Jim Toth, who is a talent agent in Hollywood. They've been married for 12 years. He was the one who was with her when she got her DUI, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, calm down, Reese.
Yeah.
Anyway, she is the one who filed for divorce, listed irreconcilable differences. I can't say that word. And
they grew apart.
They've asked the court for joint custody of their 10-year-old son. His name is Tennessee James. They had a prenup. The word is she's, you know, in charge or leading this charge for the divorce. Over the weekend at the box office, nobody thought that Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, would do very well against John Wick 4. Not true.
We're thieves, but we helped the wrong person steal the wrong thing.
It was number one.
What?
$38.5 million this D&D movie made.
Wow.
And John Wick fell to, I mean, it still made like 20-something million dollars, but John Wick 4 in the number two slot. So the number one movie in the country right now, D&D.
So did you get caught by any April Fool's Saturday?
Not me.
It took you a while to think.
Well, I mean, I saw several things and I started reading and like three sentences in. I'm like, no, that's not real.
Yeah, there are a few of those I fell for a couple sentences. Yeah.
I heard that there was a Chick-fil-A one.
Oh, what did they say?
That there was a new chicken sandwich coming that had pimento cheese on it.
I wish, you know, if I'd have seen that, I would have fallen for that totally.
Man, they should jump
great
on
great idea to Chick-fil-A.
Everybody was jacked about it.
Did you see what happened on Saturday Night Live?
No, sir.
Weekend update. Okay, Michael Che, Colin Jost. Michael Che beforehand told the audience, do not laugh at Colin Jost's jokes.
Oh, this is awesome.
And one of the first jokes, somebody screamed that he stinks.
And I was the only protester there. You stink!
I told them not to laugh at your favorite food.
I heard laughter, though.
There was a couple people that couldn't hold out.
Right.
The first few jokes he made, it was just like,
it's hard not to laugh if it's good.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You're evil.
it was fun to watch that whole.
That's the meanest thing you've ever done. I'm covered in sweat. Dare try now.
Yeah.
That to me was like, you know, when you do all April Fool's jokes, you appreciate the classics. And right. I think that's a classic right there.
Yeah. Is it worth going back to watch?
Yes, it
is. Must be.
Yes.
Makes you do the double take, you know, not crazy hurtful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But everybody gets in on the joke.
It was fine watching him sit there and struggle and, you know, going through his head. Why is nobody laughing like they should be?
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And then when Michael Che did a couple jokes, they were going nuts.
Right.
And he was like, all right, back to you.
I would think that no matter the date now, Colin Jost needs to get Michael Che back in a big way. Mm-hmm. Somehow. I was happy that April Fool's landed on Saturday, so I wasn't subject to your foolery, Sam.
Yeah, I tried on Friday, but I failed.
Yes, you did.